Now, lo yehoyu shoyminis, because they didn't hear his voice either. Acho yishoymim koylates. Now, they were standing on one side of the Mizbeach. Now, this kind of desert was a deshin, would walk around to the other side of the Mizbeach, where the kiyah was. And then the kiyah, we know, at night time was lowered down into the mikvah light, so that the water should not become psulina. So when he wanted to use the kiyah, he has to go there. There was like a wheel to like wheel it up, like to lower it down, lower it up. So now nobody heard anything. So they heard the voice of this H, this wooden wheel like, Shasa Ben Kotin, that was his name, Ben Kotin made it, Mukhni Lakir, made like a wheel to hoist up the kiyam, that overnight time used to put it down in the mikvah. The Neiman, they would say, so when they heard that voice, that they knew the Kohen was hoisting up the kiyam to make a Kiddush Yadayim for a grind before he did the Avodah of the Trumas Adeshin. They would say Higia Eis Kiddush Yadav Raglav Minakir. They knew now it's time now to go make Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim from the Kiyah. So what happened was, not so after the Kohen did it, not Omach. So now the Kohen took the shovel, Hakesa, the silver shovel, the Yonel the Rosh Mizbeach. He went up to the top of the Mizbeach, Pinyas and Cholim like separated, pushed aside the coals, Helech, and Helech son of the Gerus, he pushed aside on both sides as if to get in the middle of the hot burning coals. And Choyte Samuchelas Apnimis, he took a shovel full of the inner coals, the hot inner coals. That was a Trumas Adeshin, to take one shovel full every morning from the burnt up ashes in the middle of the Mizbeach. After he had his shovel full, Yorad, he went down the Mizbeach. The Gil Ritzbe came to the floor of the Beis Hamikdash. Hofach pondered itself, and he turned his face towards the north side, and Helech b'mizrach shokevis. He went a little bit towards the east of the kevis, kieseramis. Like we know, when you come down the plank, you're like 30 yamas away from the mizbeach, because the plank itself was 30 yamas long. So when he came down, he like walked back towards the mizbeach 10 yamas. So come out, he was still only 20 yamas away from the mizbeach. So at that point, he like put down the coals and gathered them together. Agabi ritzba on top of the floor there. Rochik min hakevus shloisha tvachim, away from the kevus 3 tvachim away, and he was still around 20 yamas away from the mizbeach. Mokim, that was the place over there that they put 4 things. Mokim, the first they put the trumas adeshin there every day. Also, mokim shnoisnim moiros oif, when the kohen melech malicham, if he made the malicha a knife, he would cut out the crop, and he would throw it from the top of the Mizbeach. He almost threw it 20 yamas. He threw it 20 yamas and landed in this same spot. And also, Vadish Mizbeach HaPnimi, he used to also take out the ashes from the inside Mizbeach and also put it over here. And also, Vadish HaMenorah, he used to clean out the menorah every day, so the ashes of the menorah also they would put here in this same spot. This was the place, the spot where he put all these 4 things, the Trumas Adeshin, the maros from the oif, and the additions mizbech apnim and the menorah. The other Gemara says, "Olmihev v'yachsad v'yos biyazoros." As mashu, when the mamuna came out from the Beis Hamikdash, he walked around the inside of the Beis Hamikdash, but underneath, like the yachsad, like a porch, and the yachsad was like beams holding up a roof. So the other meaning was there were beams made out of wood. So most of the question is that true? Olmihev v'yachsad v'yos biyazoros made out of wood. For a tiny, we learn like this. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, meaning, how do I know to say Shenoisa Nachsad Royis Biazori? Not let him make wooden beams in the Azori. Can't make like a porch, like beams holding up a roof. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says Loisita Lecho Asher Kol Eitz Eitz Mizbech Hashem Lekechem. Not let him plant any tree next to Mizbech of Hashem. Hanochi Kam. This is what the pasuk means to say. Leitita lecho asheru means leitita lecho kolait etzem mizbeach Hashem lekechem. And now that I have any wood in the Beis Hamikdash near the mizbeach, so the Kerub says you can't have any wood there. So how do they have the achsadrus there? So Moran says Amrav Chizda biachsadroya shabinyan enechnami. These pillars that were holding up the porch, holding up the roof, was not made out of wood, was made out of avonim, out of stones. So it was stones that was holding it up enechnami. So Hazar, around the wall of the Azara, there was like pillows of stone holding up a little roof. That was the Achzad Royis, but not made out of wood, it was made out of stone. The Rosh also says, Alamude Avonim also, keep us Shalavonim, piles of stones. Then it says, what? Hoyaboytkin Volchim, to have a go through the Beis Hamikdash and check out to make sure everything was in place. Lenehmi, what do you want to tell me? The Chavitim have Ikdimi, but it says, where did they meet? In this room where they made the Chavitim. And Mashma, they started to make it right then. So Mashma, that was the first thing, like after Trumas Adeshim, then they brought the Minchas Chavitim. For the Gemara, is that true? Via Tanya, we learned. Minayin, how do I know to say? Shane Dover, Koizen Matomach Shachar, no Avoida was done, like no Hakrobis on the Mizbech was done before you brought the Korban Atomit. And Achraman, they brought the Trumas, they did the Trumas Adeshin. But that's not called Akrobah, that's Taman Avoida. But the first type of Akrobah that's brought on the Mizbeach was the Korban Atomit. And not like we're saying now, it can't be the Chavitim. How do we know this? Talmud, the Pasuk says, "Biora cholehu oila," put the oila first, and "Biyama rabba rabba dashon" is like this. What the Pasuk means is, "Biyama rabba oila oila rishon." That's the first thing that goes on the mizbeach. The first thing that goes up is the korban atomid. So, two more instances of Rabbi Yehuda, "Lohochem chamim lebevich enechnami." It doesn't mean they started to work now on the chavitim to get it ready and to bring it right now. It just means them used to get the hot water ready, that later when it comes the time to knead this dough, they would have hot water used to ready to be to use it, but not that they start to do right now. The Rosh says lohochim chamim means lolish es ha'selis, just to be able to later lolish to knead the flour. Now they did not do that. Now they did rather the avoid of the carbon of Tom, and that was brought first. Yeah. Now Perek Sheni says, Rua Echov Sheyorad, when the other Kanim saw the way the Kain that did the Trumas Adeshin came down from the Mizbeach, Rua Echov Sheyorad, Vehem Ruatsuavo. So the other Kanim came and ran to the Kiyur, and Miharu Vikichadir Vaglem in the Kiyur. They went, and now it was time for them to start doing Avoidah. The first thing they went to wash the hands of Yudayim Raglayim from the Kiyur. Not Lewis Amagreifos Yesatinurus, they took like the shovels and the forks, and then the Olam Rosh Mizbeach, they went up to the top of the Mizbeach. Now they checked out what was burning there, and Huayvorim V'yapdorim, any pieces of meat from the Karbonis, or any of the Pdorim, the fats, Shloinis Achlu Miberev, they were not really finished burning over the night. So, they would push it off to the side of the Mizbeach. So it's like now they came to fix up the Mizbeach, to make a new Marocha, to make new woods there, like a new fire. So therefore they first wanted to see if anything still had to be burnt, they would push it to the side, and fix up the fireplace, and after it was all fixed up, then they would put these things back on top of the fire to be burnt. So first thing, any piece of meat or any fat they would push to the side, with the tzineris, with the forks, they'll push it to the side of the mizbeach. Yeah. In ein hatzdod de machzik, let's say there was a lot of pieces, and the size of the mizbeach was not big enough to hold it, so sodrin oysam b'soivev, they would pile them up around the soivev, al hakevesh. Al hakevesh. It's on the plank going up, the soivev, that's like that goes around the mizbeach. Still called on the mizbeach, but not on top, but on the side around it, that's where they would pile them up. Now, what do they do now? Now that the top was cleaned, Heichelu Malin B'Yofra Agabi Tepuach. They started to clean out all the rest of the ashes, and in the middle of the Mizbeach, there was a pile of ashes called the Tepuach. So you used to like push all the other ashes to the middle of it. Agabi Tepuach, but Tepuach Hoye B'Yemsa Mizbeach. This pile of ashes will like right in the middle of the Mizbeach. Now, Pumim sometimes, all of Kisholish Meir's Kurs, sometimes there are 300 Kurs full of ashes. And Uvrigolim, but on the Yom Tovim, Lohayim Adashin Oisai. On the Yom Tovim, though, then they would not go upstairs like to clean off the Mizbeach, clean it from the ashes. The Neishu Noilim Mizbeach was opposite. It's nice for the Mizbeach to see that it's being used. It's nice to see that you use the mizbech. Therefore, in Yom Tovim, and they brought so many kabbonis, they did not like cleaning out there, but rather have let the yeshua stay there.